All right, we're back on KIIC.3. Rockets are going to be taking on the Trojans from Pleasantville. Both teams come into the night with a record of 0-1. Rockets fell to Pekin last week 32-0. They didn't get off to a very good start. They had some defensive lapses, Coach Sands, early in the ball game on the defensive side of the ball, giving up a 66-yard pass and then a 71-yard pass.
Yeah, it looked like they were a little bit, had a hard time coming into that new defense, that 4-4 defense that Coach Bear has them run a little bit different than they had before. Made a little bit different coverage for the three defensive backs. Had a couple of those coverages that went for a big touchdown that kind of put us in the hole early in the ball game.
And with that comes change. Coach Bear has put Blake Maroff behind the center position to be the quarterback. Jensen be out on the split end. They also have moved Luke Welch and Hunter Johnston to the power eye fullback area to provide some blocking for the team as well from that power eye position. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Last week there was a tremendous amount of rainfall that had came down from the heavens. Hopefully tonight we won't experience that. However, there is ominous skies about and around. Rainfall has ensued today here at Eddyville and quite possibly may cause a slight problem tonight. The captains are on the field at the midfield stripe getting talked to by the man in the white hat, and he's giving them instructions and talking about the coin flip. And there's the flip and there's the call, and he will soon give the indication of who's going to receive. Rockets deferred. And that means Pleasantville is going to go ahead and have first choice of what they want. Don't forget our sponsors, Blush Boutique, Angie Lobrick, downtown Eddyville, Leffler Dirt Works, Chad Leffler, they're our sponsor of our 10-yard run and more. The Country Store in Fremont, they got all kickoff sponsorship. Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness, they're in charge of the first downs. D&D Outdoors, they've got the turnovers. And we also want to thank Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant there in Ottumwa, the Fremont Funeral Home, and Community First Credit Union, as well as Windstream. And the captains have gone to their respective sidelines, and the Rockets have deferred, like I said, and Pleasantville is going to go ahead and get that opening kickoff. And going back deep is Busick, number 21. For the Rockets, I remember him last year, Coach Sands. He had a bit of a burst of speed from his spot.
Yeah, last year going over to Pleasantville, we came out a little overconfident in that game, and Pleasantville gave us a battle right down to the wire, taking it into overtime. I think it was the first overtime where we were able to punch it in the end zone and come away with a pretty close victory over there.
You're exactly right, indeed. It was overtime. Dylan Pigsley was able to lead the charge. In that one, it was a hard-fought ball game, but the Rockets were able to come out on top, and that kind of helped them propel their way towards that playoff berth that they received later on at the end of the year. Rockets to kick off. They're in the solid black pants, black tops with yellow numerals. They've got black hats on with the EBF logo on each side of the helmet. Pleasantville comes in with black or gray pants. Take your pick. They've got white jerseys with orange numerals, and they've got black hats with their P in orange insignia on both sides of the helmet as well. We're just about underway here at Ike Ryan Field. Louis Winkleman, indeed, the left-footed kicker, has it teed up. And this kickoff is brought to you by the Country Store in Fremont. Louis Winkleman with a nice kick, and there's whistles already, and they're going to have a stoppage of play. As that ball was in midair, did you see anything that was going on, Coach Sands?
I'm not sure if maybe they just hadn't blown the whistle yet, ready for play, or what's...
I do see the yellow hanky across the way, and that will be a penalty against the Rockets, and not the way you want to start that ball game out with a five-yard penalty against you. Nice kick by Louis Winkleman. It's going to go back to the 35, the man in the white hat was...
Call them an illegal formation. I'm not sure exactly.
You got to have so many people on each side of the ball on kickoff, is that right?
Well, it looks like they got five on both sides to me. I don't know what else they can do unless they want them all on one side.
Well, the lights are just coming on here at Ike Ryan to alleviate the darkened skies. Winkleman had a nice kick here. Let's see if he can duplicate that feat. Music has come up to about the 7-yard line here as we're just about underway. Folks from Pleasantville made the trip over. Nice crowd there. And here in front of us in the home stand, pretty decent crowd as well for this home opener of the 2014 season. He gets under just a little bit. End over end to come to Busick at the 12. He runs straight up the middle. He cuts to his left. He's met by a host of Rockets, and down he goes. Nice job on kick coverage there, Coach Sands, by the Rockets, and the Trojans will take over first and 10.
That looked like it must have been Bryce Wirsta in there to begin with and a couple other 71s. Jace Riley in there on the tackle to stop. Good job by the Rockets after Louie had kicked it to the 5 initially. It didn't get quite as good kick this time, but held him pretty good.
Zeb Adrian going to take the shotgun snap. There it is. He looks to his left, fires left. It's caught over there by the flanker, number 5, and finally brought down by the Rockets. He was on his feet for a long time, gained about 3 or 4 yards on that particular play. Number 5 was Luna. Nice thrown catch.
Looks like Glosser out there on that far side of the coverage had the initial hit and then had a host of Rockets come in there to help clean it up.
Second and 7 now from the 35, and the Trojans have triplets to the left side. Shotgun. There's a handoff to Busick. He gets hit hard. Van Thorn was able to plug that hole nicely. Good job by the linebacker.
Yeah, 2 of the Rocket linemen that time put good pressure in the backfield, kind of break that play up a little bit. Like you said, Van Dorn was there to fill the hole, and well, they gave him a pretty good spot there. I didn't think he gained any yardage.
All right, 3rd down indeed. Big play here. Trojans send 3 guys to the left again, and the offset back is to the left of Adrian. Shotgun snap. He takes it, looks to his right. He fires it deep. The ball is loose. It's picked up by one of the Pleasantville Trojans, and he comes over here on the far side. Nice open field tackle by Wirsta, and he is going to be short of the first down. It looked like he was going to make it.
Yeah, that was a big stop there by Wirsta. What looked like it was going to be a big break for the Rockets and the sack and the fumble turned out to be almost a good play for Pleasantville as he picked up about 6 yards. With that spot, they gave him a first down.
With that accidental play, they do indeed get a first down out of it. It was well defended. The ball was loose. It popped up. A lineman from Pleasantville scooped it up and brought it over here. I thought Wirsta stopped him before the 40-yard line, but they gave him the 4 momentum and first down indeed.
Maybe these guys took their spot lessons from the crew last week.
Well said. Adrian under center now, takes the snap, turns to the first guy. He gets right at the line of scrimmage. Nice job by the Rockets there. Number 68 coming through there. Jeffrey Kopke.
That's Wirsta.
Oh, Wirsta, I'm sorry.
There's 268, so I think Jeffrey's a 68 on the JV.
Oh, okay.
I think Wirsta's the 68 out there on the field.
Nice play by him. Little gain, maybe a half a yard at that. Second down coming up for Pleasantville. They send one receiver to the left, one to the right. Back is behind the quarterback, Adrian. He takes a snap. They roll to the right. He takes it upfield. He's got some yardage over there. He's still on his feet. He gets a nice pickup, and there's a late flag on that, and that's not going to sit well with the Rocket coaching staff if it's against the Rockets.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like tackle was up around the head. Maybe somebody got a hand in there on the face mask.
All right, the officials are sorting it out. It would have been short of the first down, bringing up 3rd, but it looks like it's going to be a fraction against the Rockets. Rockets are already backing up. Here comes the signal from the head referee. Personal foul. Face masking, that's a 15-yard penalty, and all of a sudden the Rockets have got 2 penalties here. And that doesn't sit well with Coach Bear. They had penalties last week. They had turnovers last week. And now the Trojans are in Rocket territory at the 36-yard line.
Yeah, that's just the same thing we talked about last week. You got to take care of those little details.
Busick, the ball carrier, he's dancing around, got away from two people, but not number three. A nice open field tackle by Van Dorn, who came in from his linebacker position and able to wrap him up nicely.
Like Hunter Johnson had some pursuit out there, too. There's some good penetration up the middle, make Busick kind of try to get out around the corner. And Treg did do a nice job of getting out there to stop him for a loss of about 3 yards.
Adrian sends two people to the left. He's got eye formation behind him. Looks over underneath center. Takes a snap. Looks to throw to the left. He's got a man, but it went right through his hands. Incomplete. Number nine was Scott Van Hollen, and it was incomplete. I'll stop the clock at 9:06. No score. 0-0 is the score here early in the first quarter at Ike Ryan Field. Third down coming up. And about 14. So a big play here for the defense here, Coach Sands.
Yeah, this will be a good time, third and long, for the defense to step up and make a big play here after giving up that lucky first down at Pleasantville early in the series.
Three receivers to the right, one left. Adrian sings it over there on the right side. It's caught. He skips a couple of tacklers and is finally brought down. The ball's on the ground. The Rockets have it. The Rockets have a fumble. There we go. A misfortune on the Trojan side. Gets the ball to the Rockets, and they will have it as the referees are trying to sort things out. Was he down?
Well, looks like they're spotting it right there. Whoever returned it to, looks like they're going to.
Although penalty flag, Coach Sands. I'm sorry. All right. They're going to figure it out here. So what happened? Here comes the call by the man in the white hat.
Looks like we're backing up again.
Oh, mercy. That's not good. Personal foul. Face masking. That's the second personal foul, and it's going to cost the Rockets dearly. Not only are they giving up yardage here, Coach Sands, they don't get to get the turnover. So the Trojans maintain possession, get a first down due to penalty, and move the ball inside to about the 20-yard line where it'll be first and 10.
Yeah, this is starting to look like last week where everything seemed to go Pekin's way. Right now on this first drive, Pleasantville is just getting every little bounce and every little break.
Rocket defense could have been off the field for sure. Adrian sends two guys to the left. Power eye behind him, eye formation. There's a snap. Pitch toss to Busick over here on the left side. There's a penalty flag, and it's going to be against Pleasantville on that one as they had a crackback block. And finally, something's going to be called against the Trojans. Nice tackle by Maroff from the safety position. All right, man in the white hat's trying to figure it out. He's talking to the Rockets, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, you wouldn't think there'd be much decision here. They're going to move that ball back, I would say, at least 10 yards from where that spot of foul.
Take the mileage for sure. Here comes the man in the white hat. Let's give a call there, buddy. And Pleasantville's going to rack up their first penalty of the night. Illegal use of the right hand, wasn't it?
Yep, illegal block in the back.
All right, very good. And there's 5 yards. It should be 10. Yep, 10-yard penalty. Moves the ball back to the 38-yard line. First down. Defense has a golden opportunity to get a stop right here in this possession. Adrian sends one left, one right. Busick off to the right side. There's a snap. Fake the handoff. He rolls to his right, throws on the run, and it's incomplete. Tried to lead his big tight end, number 86, Worthington, but it was incomplete there. He had him open, too, though.
Yeah, we were lucky that ball was overthrown. Gloucester kind of came across in the pass rush and realized his responsibility in that tight end to drop back in the flat for a pass. But
I don't know what
sailed over his head.
I don't know what grade Adrian is, but he's moving to his right. He's a left-handed thrower, so he kind of has to throw against his body to throw it out into the flat. He had some zing on it, but the accuracy wasn't there. One receiver left, one right. Busick to the left of Adrian in the backfield. There's the snap. They hand it off. He dodges one tackler. Nice penetration by Wursta. And then cleaned up by Luke Welsh there. Nice job by the Rockets as they had a little delayed handoff there for no gain.
second and long. They tried to give it to Busick there up the middle just to get some of that yardage back to make third down a little bit more manageable, but nothing doing there. It's still going to bring up about third and 20.
Same situation as before, Coach Sands, when we got that turnover. A big third down here. The defense has a chance to get off the field. Two receivers left, two to the right. One man in the backfield. There's the snap by Adrian. He's looking downfield, fires it to the outside, and it's incomplete. Nice coverage out here by Van Dorn. Busick tried to get, was the intended receiver, but it was way off on the accuracy, and that'll bring up fourth down, and you know good and well they're going to try to go for it. From the 28-yard line, it might as well. I suspect the throw in the end zone. It'd be good as a punt, wouldn't you think, if it was intercepted?
Yeah,
go ahead.
That would be about what you would think here. Might as well go for close to the end zone anyway.
Three receivers to the right. He's looking downfield, straight downfield. There is Moroff with his first interception of the year. He brings it out of the end zone. He's up to the 20-yard line. A nice cut. He's still on his feet over on the far sideline. He's finally ridden out of bounds up there by the quarterback. And the Rockets will have it just outside the 10, it looks like. It's nice to be on the other side of the ledger there with the turnover.
That's a nice interception by Blake there in the end zone, but I'm guessing Coach Bear is going to tell him, son, it's fourth down, you knock that ball down, and we got it to the 30, not the 10.
There you go. All right, Rockets with it. They'll have it first and 10. We'll see the first offensive situation of Blake Maroff being shifted from the running back to the quarterback here. We'll see how things go. Last week he had some trouble with hanging on to the ball. Had a couple of big-time fumbles there that didn't turn the tide, but certainly didn't help matters at all.
Pleasantville had a holding penalty there that we declined, and we're taking the ball instead.
All right, first and 10 from the 14. No score here in the first quarter. Rockets bring it over here on the left side. Van Dorn trying to get on the outside and just couldn't quite turn it up. And he got tripped up on the far side, and there must be a penalty flag down again. Good night. I hope you don't have a date here, Coach Sands. We're going to be here all night if we got penalty flags flying like this.
Yep, that clock stops every time, and it's only been about just under 5 minutes gone off so far.
Man in the white hat is talking to the Trojans, and you know that's not a good sign at all. All right, here comes the call. Holding. That'll be a 10-yarder, and the Rockets have already got 45 yards of penalties in the first quarter. And I know Coach Bear doesn't have much hair, but he's going to be pulling out what he does have. That'll move the Rockets way, way back. Here, best thing about it, it's still first down. All right, from deep in their end zone, they're trying to go south from our left to right. They break the huddle. T.J. Seneff, the center, the sophomore center. Backs are split behind Mara. He takes the snap, rolls to his left, scoots over on the far side. He's still on his feet, but he's running out of real estate, and there's another penalty flag thrown right in the interior of the line, and you saw it right away, Coach Sanders.
Yeah, that's not usually a good thing when the umpire throws a flag right in the middle of the line. They're usually a holding.
All right. Blush Boutique, they're in sponsoring our touchdowns tonight. They're in downtown Eddyville. Loeffler Dirtworks, they're sponsoring our 10-yard run or more. Chad Loeffler, proprietor of the country store out of Fremont, they're in charge of all kickoffs. Mike and Randy Rocky, Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness, they're giving a shout for first downs with Dr. Dustin Veldhuizen. D&D Outdoor sponsors those turnovers, which we had just a little while ago with Dan and Darren Ray. And then Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant, Fremont Funeral Home, and a Community First Community First Credit Union, and Windstream. We've got a timeout right away, and who is that charged to, Coach Sands?
That's charged to the Rockets. They called an illegal chop block. Pleasantville declines the penalty. They're going to take give them second down and 15.
Lush Boutique, downtown Eddyville, where you can find your official Rocket gear. Angela Lobrick has jewelry, clothing, shoes, and home decor. Personalize your shirt to support the Rockets with a number one fan, or have your kid's jersey on it and then say number one grandson. They're open from Tuesdays to Saturdays. And if the Rockets score 4 touchdowns in any varsity football win, you'll receive 25% off any one item in the store the following Tuesday only. Blush Boutique can also be found on Facebook as well. All right, Rockets, coming out of the timeout. We'll be huddling up. Ball rests at about the 15-yard line. They basically have to get to the 25-yard line to get a first down. Let's see what happens. Cody Brown comes over here on the far side in the slot position as Jensen. The snap to Maroff. He takes it right up midfield, and he gets hit there by the interior line. Not much doing on that particular play. The Trojan defense is able to rise to the occasion on that one. Third down and about 12 for the Rockets here. And see if the Rockets can get some magic like the Trojan did on that last series. It seemed like every time it was third and long, they were able to get a first down some way, shape, or form, via the penalty or via the fumble, and pick it up and get into the first down area. All right, Maroff from the shotgun position takes the snap, rolls to his right, looking, fires it for Jensen, and it's caught. Nice play. Cody Brown tried to jump up and get it, but Jensen was behind him, and he was able to make the grab and concentrate on that throw. That's a Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down, Coach Sands.
Yeah, nice job as Blake rolled out to his right, had a good look. A lot of people probably thought that ball was overthrown initially. Like you said, Cody jumped up for it. He thought it was for him. Didn't realize that Jensen was trailing behind him to the sideline. Made a nice catch as he went down to his knees to pick up the first down.
All right. I formation behind Maroff as he goes under center. There's the snap. The pitch to Van Dorn. He goes left. He's got a blocker in front of him. He cuts back to his right. He's at the 35. Makes a man miss at the 40. He's at the 45, and down he goes. Nice job by Craig Van Dorn as he was able to reverse this field and get some big yardage.
9 out of 10 times, you don't like those guys that reverse the field like that and run east and west, but Craig did a nice job as that pile bunched up over there on the far side, reversed his field back around, picked up, a good block over here, and picked up another first down on a great run.
That's a Loeffler dirt work 10-yard run or more by Chad Loeffler, and a Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down to boot. Rockets at the 47-yard line. There's the snap. And there's all sorts of big problems there. I think there was a little illegal motion there.
TJ might have forgot the snap count.
Oh, mercy me.
Looks like everybody went except for the ball.
Well, we can't blame TJ for everything. But nonetheless, it's going to be penalty number 5 on the evening. And it's going to creep to 50 yards for the Rockets in first half penalties. And like I said, Coach Barry's going to be pulling on what hair he has out with those penalties. All right. Hey, we can give you a shout-out at 641-660-7764. And we'll say howdy-do on the KIIC online situation. There is Van Dorn takes it over the left side, and he can't quite make it to the original line of scrimmage. Gain of about 4. He's ridden down there by the Trojans.
First, I thought maybe he handed off to Luke Welch in one of those jumbo packages. All I could see was the 4. But
I have no doubt in my mind we will see Luke carry the pigskin tonight, and maybe even Hunter Johnson. All right. Offset power eye for the Rockets. Snap. The pitch over here on the right side. Van Dorn tries to cut it upfield, and he gets upended at the midfield stripe. It's going to be a big third down and about 7 or 8 for the Rockets here.
Yeah, Luke Welch was leading the charge that time coming over this way around the corner. Had a hard time getting the body on the defensive end. The defensive end did a good job of staying home and clogging that up and was able to get some help over here to upend Van Dorn after a short game.
All right, Rockets had a nice third down pickup last time on the pass by Maroff. Let's see what happens. once again, offset power eye for the Rockets. Blake turns, runs to his left, gets the corner turn, up the field he goes. He's going to be extremely close to that first down yardage. Let's see if he has a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down.
Well, it depends on which foot that far line judge is marked with.
He picked the wrong foot, doggone it. Well, they give it to him. There's a Veldhuizen chiropractic and wellness first down. Dustin Veldhuizen, chiropractic needs in downtown Eddyville. Dr. Veldhuizen provides you with the comfort that you're looking for through his skilled care and wellness program. Rockets quickly up the line of scrimmage. There's a handoff to Van Dorn. Picks his way through. Nice run. It's into Leffler. Do it work. First down again. And Veldhuizen chiropractic. What a nice run by Van Dorn.
That offensive line is starting to do some work up front, opening up some holes. Blake Moroff and Craig Van Dorn back-to-back. Good runs there for first downs.
All right, indeed, back-to-back. Leffler, dirt work, first down of 10 yards or more, and a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down to boot. Rockets at the 29-yard line at the 3:15 mark in the first quarter. No score. Moroff under center. He hands off to Van Dorn. He tries the right side, and he's upended by number three, Phillips. Nice penetration from his linebacker or safety spot that cut him down.
Yeah, there was a nice hole that time in the line. This time it was Sawyer that was able to get through and trip up Van Dorn.
All right.
Loss of about two.
Yeah, loss of two indeed. Second and 12 as Luke Welsh comes out. Cody Brown goes in. Interesting to see what they do here on second and 12. Rockets send Cody Brown to the right side. In the slot is Jensen. One back with him is Van Dorn. There's a snap. Blake rolls to his right, fires it quickly. Nice catch. Cody Brown catches it, but then he fumbles the ball. Let's see what happens. Oh, they give the turnover.
Oh,
they give the fumble recovery to the Trojans.
That is eerily like last week when Moroff had the ball knocked out from behind going down the sideline of Pekin. It just kept rolling down the sideline, didn't bounce out of bounds. Same thing happened here. Cody tried to make a move, lost the ball. It probably rolled 5 yards down the sideline, gave Pleasantville a chance to get on it before it got out of bounds.
D&D outdoor turnover indeed. Darren Ray and Dan Terrell with that. The ball just stayed on the out-of-bounds line, and the Trojans were able to pounce on it. They've got a first and 10 from the 7. There's the snap. Adrian keeps it. He fumbles the ball. Let's see what happens. Do they give it to us? I'm not sure what happened there. And Pleasantville's going to keep it. I thought he coughed it up.
Well, a bunch of our guys thought that they fumbled it, but it's hard to see from here. There are a bunch of black jerseys piling on the ball.
All right. No score. 0-0 as we're under 2 minutes in the first quarter here at Ike Ryan Field. Trojans come up to the line of scrimmage, send a guy left, guy right, and they've got two backs in the backfield with Adrian as he takes it from the shotgun. Hands it off to Busick, tries the right side. He's still on his feet. Nice run by Busick there, right up the gut.
Yeah, not much happening there in the front line for the defense that time. Busick was able to run straight ahead and pick up really good yardage. Another first down for the Trojans.
Gets him out of a hole. That moves them all the way up to about the 21-yard line. And Rockets had them back deep, but they were able to get out of that stranglehold. Let's see if the Rocket defense can get a turnover. Under center goes Adrian. One receiver left, one right. Eye formation. There's some girly movement there. The pulling guard was just a little quick there on that play. Looked like they had a trap design.
Yeah, we'll take any help we can get here. If they want to start moving backwards, as long as we're not getting the penalties, that's a good thing.
The man in the white hat has a heck of a voice. I can hear him. You know, when we did the State Girls Tournament up there at Harlan Rogers Park, I was about 10 feet away from the umpire. I couldn't hear if he's calling balls or... But this guy, I can hear him from 50 yards away.
Say, this guy is letting you know what's happening out there, that's for sure.
All right. Trojans come up the line of scrimmage. First and 15. There's the snap. Hands off to Busick on the right side. Nice tackle by number 40. That was the Gage Berryman he was able to make a nice tackle from his linebacker position as we're at 45 seconds left in the first quarter.
Jaron Gloucester was able to get over there to turn that corner back in, and both those guys did a nice job of turning them up and bringing them down.
All right. Pleasantville going to get a playoff, sure. 30 seconds left here in the first quarter. Second down and 15 from the 17-yard line. I formation. One receiver left, one right. Adrian takes the snap. Hands off to Busick. Nice job by the interior line of the defense there. They were able to cut him down right at the point of attack.
Looked like Glosser diving in there again. Looked like Busick was going to be able to break through the hole, but Glosser came in and met him and stopped him right in his tracks.
Well, the first quarter will come to a close with the score 0-0 after one. Both teams had goose eggs last week, Coach Sands. Somebody's got to score. Somebody's got to win this ball game. There's no way that we can go forever in overtime. But somebody's going to have to make something happen. But it's kind of weird. Pleasantville only had two possessions, and the Rockets only had one possession. Loeffler Dirt Works. For all types of dirt work, Loeffler Dirt Works is able to get the job done right with precise guided GPS systems on all of his equipment. Remember, farmers, fall is fast approaching. You need to think about what you're going to need after the harvest. Get your reservations in for terrace construction or tiling for all your dirt work needs. You call Chad Loeffler at 641-226-2231, and he'll get the job done right. And the Country Store and Fremont Elevator. Fremont, the full line of hardware items right near you at the Country Store. Electrical, plumbing, nuts and bolts, the Country Store will take care of you. They also specialize in DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Irwin power tools. That Country Store carries big game feed products as well. Stop in and meet the new owners, Mike and Brandy Rocky, for all your hardware needs. They're located just south of the elevator in Fremont. All right. The second quarter is upon us. 0-0 is the score here at Ikrine Field. Adrian from the shotgun takes the snap. Play action. He rolls to his left, looking. Now he turns it up the field and takes it. Nice hit out there in the middle. Open field tackle, but Pleasantville is able to get a first down. Adrian, he's listed at 6 foot, but he looks a lot bigger from here, and he's got long strides. He was able to chew up that yardage when he was out in the open.
Then once he decided to turn that up, it looked like he was moving pretty well. Looked like Jaron Gloucester again come from all the way from the far side and make that stop.
From the 35-yard line here on their first possession of the second quarter, Adrian hands off to Busick. He cuts to his right and slips and falls. Nice job there by the Rocket defense. And I think the kids had had a little bit of jitters. Hopefully we can get these penalties out of the way. And however, two officials are talking, and Pleasantville's moving back. Okay, what's going to happen here? There's
a
penalty flag.
Preliminary holding signal.
Holding. 10 yards? We'll take that. 10 yards against the Trojans from the spot of the foul. It'll still be first down, but it looks like it's more than 20 yards to go. Let's see if the Rockets defense can make something happen here on the defensive side of the ball.
Nope, somebody forgot their flag.
I wouldn't say that they got dirty laundry yet, but if they keep hanging it out there, it's going to be dirty laundry yet tonight. Adrian, under center. Has a receiver to the left, one to the right. Busick in the backfield. He gets a play-action pass, and Adrian throws it deep downfield, and Maroff was the closest guy to it. He just about had interception number two on the evening. Once again, Worthington. Adrian, once again, rolling to his right, throwing back across his body. He had some strength there, Coach Sands, as that ball traveled about 40 yards in the air nicely.
Yeah, we had good pressure on this side. I couldn't see what number we had. Was chasing him. If he would have taken just a little bit better angle, I might have had a chance at a sack, but he was able to break around the outside and make a good strong throw, but overthrew everybody.
Second down. Quickly, here's the pass. It's caught out here in the flat. Nice job by Cody Brown to wrap him up for a little bit of a gain. Not quite back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be third down coming up and about 15. You bet. Third down and 15 from the 35. Okay. Seems like I've said this scenario all night long so far. Big key third down. Rockets need to get a stop. From the shotgun position. One receiver left, one right. There's the snap. Busick goes out of the backfield. It's a quick toss. Nice job. It's batted down by the interior line on a screen pass. Who is that jumping up and down like a wild man? It's worse than Joe Dirt, too, was able to make that play.
I couldn't tell. Was it Worcester right over the nose guard? Whoever was right in the center. I'm having trouble seeing. I thought it was a 70 that was in the middle there, but maybe it was 68.
Well, once again, the defense comes through, and the Trojans are in punt formation as they're going to punt on that first offensive possession of the second quarter. There's the snap, the catch, the step, the kick. Oh, nice spiral. Sends Morrow back deep. He lets it go, and it's going to bounce at the 20, the 15, and get away from it, fellas. And down they go. There's some extracurricular activity, and down goes the flags, and we'll see what happens. Looked like Glosser got tangled up with the player, but Trojan kept piling it on. Let's see if they give the 15 yards or if they'll talk to Pleasantville about it. I won't debate the fact that there was action both ways, but it looked like there was more Trojans creating problems than Rockets. Let's see what happens here. Kind of a big possession, Coach Sands, because that ball went down to the 12. The Rockets can get an extra 15 yards out of this puppy. That would be nice. Well, that doesn't matter. If he's throwing punches, he's throwing punches. All right, here we go. Here comes the man in the white hat. Well, maybe not. They're going to pick it up.
I wonder if they're going to have offsetting penalties.
Point to the Rockets. Personal foul. Yep, they're going both ways. I don't know if I like that call, Mr. Sands.
Yeah. Hard to say, hard to see what happened out there on the field. You know, most people don't like that. They think it's kind of a cop-out for the official to be able to call a penalty and not have to penalize either team. But when you're up here, it's hard to see who initiated it or what actually happened out there on the field.
All right, Rockets with their first possession of the second quarter. There's a snap. Maroff rolls to his left. He's got a convoy. He tries to cut it up and hang on to that ball. Looked like somebody was cranking on his face mask from here. He kept those feet going, and he's going to have a Loeffler dirt work 10-yard run of first down and a Veldhuizen chiropractic one as well.
They call that yak, the yards after contact. Looked like he had about 6 or 7 yards after initial contact because he kept those legs churning. Had about 4 or 5 white jerseys on top of him and just kept driving the pile.
They watched the film, though. They were trying to rip that ball away from him, and Lake kept his beat a churning, hand off to Van Dorn. He tries the inside, cuts to the left, and gets a few yards over here on the left side. Nice job by Van Dorn to have a change of direction there at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he did cut back there, and it looked like he was initially going to have a big gain, but a nice job by Hagen Fouch to reverse his field and be able to bring down Van Dorn. Stopped him only after about 5 yards.
All right, we'll take a 5-yard run each time. Doggone it, that's good. All right, 2nd and 5 for the Rockets from the 28-yard line. No score here in the second quarter. There's a pitch to Van Dorn going right side. He turns it up the field. He's got that Veldhuizen chiropractic first down there as he makes it all the way to about the 40-yard line.
I think we got another holding penalty back here.
Oh, that dirty laundry is hanging out tonight. Doggone it. Oh, my goodness gracious. What a nice run, and it's probably going to come back. I'm glad we don't have anybody sponsoring our penalties. Oh, mercy me. They'd be on the mic all night. Yep. If it's a holding, Yep. Holding from the spot of the foul. The spot of the foul was near the line of scrimmage, so it's going to be a 10-yard variety. And that's number seven.
Looks like either Jace Riley or T.J. Sinnott in there, one of those low 70 numbers right in the middle of the line that was caught with a little too much jersey in his hand.
Doggone it. You can't blame him, but on the other hand, you can't do it. You're going to get called for it. Second and 15 from the 17. Maroff hands off to Van Dorn, and he is going to be stopped just past the line of scrimmage on that one. And there's some slobber knocking going on there, Coach Sands. There's some hard hitting. Pads are popping.
That's good hitting taking place out there on both sides of the ball. That time, Pleasantville came out on the good side and was able to stop Van Dorn after he just barely got to the line of scrimmage.
All right, a big third down for the offense for the Rockets. They've got 12 yards to go. They're sitting at the 20-yard line, so they need to get past the 33-yard line to get a first down. All right, from the shotgun, two receivers to the right. There's the snap. Maroff looks, fires it up. It's intercepted. Oh, no, he's on the loose at about the 20, and down he goes. Maroff with an INT, and that's a big turnover there. That's a D&D outdoor turnover. And the Pleasantville Trojans are going to be cooking inside the 20, and there's a penalty flag as well.
It looked like Blake got in a little hurry there, had some pressure on him, tried to get it out here to Brett Wirsta. Fouch did a nice job of undercutting the route, and Wirsta didn't even know the ball was coming yet.
All right, here comes this penalty. It's a personal foul against Rockets. Okay, he started to point the other way. And that's a 15-yard penalty. Unsportsmanlike.
Well, they only got about half the distance to go there, so about a 6-yarder is about what that ends up being.
Thanks, Coach Sands. Yep, they're that close to the end zone. The Rocket defense is going to have to force a turnover. Adrian has impressed me with his playing ability. Let's see what happens with a short field. Trojans, one man left, one man right. Adrian takes a snap, play action fake. He rolls to his left, looking, fires it in the end zone, and it's a touchdown, a 7-yard pass for the score from Adrian is good. At the 8:08 mark, the Trojans break that 0-0 score with a pass from Adrian in the end zone.
I couldn't see who that was, but he faked the ball up the middle and just rolled out to his left this time and looked like this little drag route just inside the goal line.
And that particular time, the play was designed to roll to his left. He's naturally a left-handed thrower. It looked like he had a lot of ease throwing that ball into the end zone. The PAT is about set to go. There's the snap, the hold, the step, the kick, and it is good. And the Trojans lead 7-0 here in the second quarter. Veldhuizen Chiropractic. Your needs can be met in downtown Eddyville at Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness. Let Dr. Veldhuizen provide you with the comfort you are looking for through his skilled care and wellness program. Veldhuizen Chiropractic works with all types of insurance plans to make it easier for you. Stop in today. Get to know the team at Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness. Well, the tail of the tape there, Coach Sands, is the mistakes. Rockets have had 7 penalties. They've lost a fumble, and then they had an interception, and that's it in a nutshell. They've not been able to move the ball consistently due to the penalties, and then they just turned it over, gave Pleasantville a short field, and they make quick work of it in one play.
Yeah, turnovers really biting us in the rear right now, along with those penalties. One turnover stopped us on our, as we were going in to look like the score on the 10-yard line, turned it over, and then turn it over there, and plus the penalty giving them the ball on the 6-yard line.
All right. A Country Store kickoff out of Fremont comes to the Rockets, bounces on the ground. Morrow picks it up, comes right up the field. Now he cuts to the left sideline, and he gets out at about the 35-yard line. Pretty decent run back by Blake. And one of the worst of boys lost his helmet and hat. He's going to have to come out for a play. And they're talking to the man in the white hat. Hopefully there's not a penalty flag over there. I don't see anything. But that doesn't mean anything either tonight. All right.
I'm not sure.
There is.
Because they haven't made worse to come off the field yet for the play after losing his helmet.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm going to run out of spots here soon, Coach Sands. Oh, my. After the helmet came off, he was still trying to make a block. So apparently that's a no-no, and I think it's 10 yards. And the Rockets now, instead of being at the 35 or more at the 20-yard line, that's a 15-yard penalty then?
It could have been from the spot of the foul. It may have, the spot of the participation may have been from behind where the spot of the ball was.
All right. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt. We'll make it a 10-yarder. All right. Rockets with the Van Dorn cuts to his right, cuts back, and he gets snowed under. A nice penetration by Luna from his defensive back position there. And it's probably no secret, looking at the film, that the Rockets are going to try to run the ball, and they're just plugging the box with defenders.
Yeah, we talked last week about running teams. You got to mix it up a little once in a while to kind of keep that other team honest and keep them on their toes. If they can just load up the box and strap on their chin straps and come right at you, it's going to be tough to make hay in the middle of the line.
All right, power eye, and Morov is sacked in the backfield. Somebody blew their assignment on that one. Number 38, Chaz Clark, came through untouched, and he was able to get on Maroff before he was even able to get turned and go towards the line of scrimmage. The Trojans are fired up after that touchdown, and they're not embarrassed to show it.
Yeah, that's a big loss there. Like you said, there was not much protection at all. Didn't take long for them to get to Maroff. He had no place to go. Instead of just falling down, he kind of went backwards and lost 10 yards.
The ball sits at the 11-yard line. You don't want to have an error now, a fumble or a turnover. Rockets sent two guys to the right. Oh, there is a fumble. Maroff is able to pick it up. He's running for his life. He gets back up to the line of scrimmage, and down he goes. Blake running for his life. He made nothing. He made something out of nothing in that particular instance, but gets the ball up to the 15.
Yeah, that could have been a high snap, squirted through his hands, but he was able to catch it before it hit the ground and was able to avoid two Pleasantville defenders that could have had him back there easily close to the goal line. He was able to actually pick up about a 5-yard gain out of that.
All right, Rockets sending guys out. T.J. Sinop comes out. Hopefully they got enough men to cover this punt. The Trojans aren't even up to the 50-yard line. Here is Jensen. This is his first kick of the night. Let's see how it goes. There's a snap to catch. The step and the kick. It's a bad kick off the side of his foot. Gets a Rocket bounce, but it didn't even go past the stick, Coach Sands. And it rolls dead inside the 30-yard line for the Trojans.
Looks like it's going to be a net of about 10 yards on that punt. Not sure what happened there. Must have just went off the side of his foot. There were a couple guys that had some pressure on that far side. I don't know if he was watching them come in instead of watching the ball hit his foot or what, but not his best effort.
Now another short field for the Trojans here. They made quick work last time from the 7-yard line. Adrian takes the snap. Trojans are going to do some razzle-dazzle end around, and it's nice job as Wasser was able to cut down the runner for a gain of about 2 or 3 yards. And now we got another stoppage of the clock. Oh, there's a penalty flag out there. If this is against the Rocket defense, I'll tell you what. Illegal use of the right hand. block in the back. They caught on the Trojans. That'll be their fifth penalty. And let's see if they take it or not. I don't know. With 5:31 on the clock, you might want to make them go as far as possible.
Back, yep.
Yep. 7-0 is the score. Pleasantville Trojans are ahead here at Ikrine Field. The home opener. And that will move the ball not quite to the 35. And still first down, though, for the Trojans. Adrian has been able to utilize his skills to make practically any play he has wanted to tonight.
Just glad this isn't quite as lopsided as that Northern Iowa game of the penalties last week. I think Northern Iowa had 17 penalties before Iowa had their first.
Crazy. There's a run up the gut. First carry for number 44, Sampson. And he took it up the line. Nice run by him. He gains, about four or five yards. They'll bring up second down and about 13. Rockets, some way, shape, or form here, Coach Sands, have got to keep them out of the end zone. High formation for the Trojans. One man left, one man right. Under center. There's the snap. He turns. Play action fake. He turns hit back this way. He makes a man miss. Finally, Worst is able to get him down in the open field. Losser had a nice shot at him, but couldn't quite get him down.
Until 40. Is that Berryman? I think he would have had some pressure on him in the backfield. Glosser was able to almost grab his heel and trip him up just a little bit. And like I said, Worst was there to finish him off.
4:10 on the clock. Third down and 11. A huge play if the Rockets want to keep it to a one-score, one-possession ball game right here. I formation behind Adrian. Long count. He takes the snap. Hands off to 44. Nice job by the Rockets there.
Like Van Dorn.
Sampson was getting a line of speed going, and Van Dorn was able to wrap him up.
And yeah, Van Dorn came in from that far side. Looked like he came around the defensive end position. But he got his helmet right on Sampson's knee. He's coming off and taking his helmet off.
Sampson is at 180. Once he gets his momentum going forward, he's a heck of a train to bring down. Trojans, two men to the left, two men to the right. Sampson behind Adrian. There's the run to the left. He's trying to get away. Nice pursuit by the Rockets. And number 42, Luke Welsh, is able to string it out and take him down across the way.
Yeah, nice job that time, but stringing it out by Luke, giving a chance for his defense to get over there and help him out. Looks like it should be a turnover on down.
All right. So, fourth down, turnover. The Rockets are able to get it back, and they dodge a bullet in that particular instance, Coach. They'll have the ball at the 27-yard line. A short field, and the Trojans weren't able to take advantage of it. Let's see if they can swing some momentum over to the EBF sideline with 3:09 left in the half. Pleasantville with the lead, 7-0 here at Ike Ryan. Rockets and Brown over on the far right side. Jensen in the slot. There's the snap. Moff looks pass, and now he's under pressure. He makes a juke move. He's cutting it to the left. Another juke move. He's still on the loose. Tries to turn the corner, and he does. Nice job of lowering it in his shoulder and making something out of nothing. That is a Leffler dirt work run of over 10 yards and a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down.
Good scramble that time by Moff. He rolled to his right, had four receivers over there along that far sideline. Not much happened, and he decided to pull it down. There were two Pleasantville defenders that were converging on him in the backfield, but he was able to elude them. Made a nice scramble, hurdled the defender just about 5 yards into that run, like made that last turn, and dropped his shoulder to pick up a couple extra yards for the first down.
2:58 on the clock here as Moff takes a snap, looks to fire deep. Jensen is the one intended for, but he can't make the connection. It's almost as picked off as number 4, Fouch, had a beat on it as well from his safety position. Good thing for the Rockets that fell incomplete.
Yeah, it looked like Jensen had a step on the man underneath of him, but that safety was coming over the top. Couldn't tell. Like, maybe it was just a little bit towards the sideline from where Jensen was able to get to it.
All right, Moroff. Doing a pretty decent job from a quarterback spot in his first ball game. As the Rockets send two guys to the left this time. Moroff in the shotgun, takes the snap, cuts it up the field. He gets into the secondary. Nice job of running as he crosses the midfield stripe. Well, just not quite to the midfield stripe. That'll keep the clock ticking. It'll be third down and short. Third down and about three for the Rockets.
Almost like they've got him in a scat back role. He's running the ball out of that quarterback position quite a bit more than he's throwing it. He's only thrown about three passes, I think.
Hand off to Van Dorn, and they're going to call the Rockets for not being set. You got to be set for a second. They brought him up to the line, and then boom. So that'll be 5 yards back. When it could have been third down, looked like Van Dorn was going to do some movement up the field, but here we go with call. Ball started 5 yards, and I indeed have run out of spaces in the first half. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 penalties in the first half, and you just, yeah, you want to shake your head and shake your fist, but the kids are trying hard. They're down 7-0 here with 2:23 on the clock. Want to get a score. Handoff to Van Dorn, tries the left side, gets back to that 45, 46, 47-yard line, and we're going to have a timeout? Yep, timeout Rockets. They're second of the half. D&D Outdoors, they're going to buy, sell, trade firearms and ammunition. With any purchase of a gun, you can purchase a brick of hard-to-find 22 caliber ammunition. Deer season is close by, and you can get your deer hunting license right there at D&D. With hunting season coming up, get your reservation in for a spot to get your taxidermy done at D&D Outdoor. For all types of wildlife, see D&D in downtown Eddyville. Proud sponsors of our turnovers tonight, and past two games, we've been saying turnovers a lot, Coach Stan. We don't want to say it anymore.
Unless you're going to bring some cherry turnovers up here. I could use some of those, but yeah, we need to start taking care of the ball better. 11 turnovers, or excuse me, now you got me thinking about turnovers. 11 penalties in the first half, that's more than you want to have in a ball game.
That's right. And then the two turnovers, a fumble and an interception. The interception gave the Trojans a short field, and they were able to get a touchdown out of one play. Fourth down and six to go for the Rockets. Moroff in the shotgun position, takes the snap, looks to his right. He's under pressure, throws it deep downfield, and it's intercepted. A D&D turnover, and the Trojans are on the loose. He's cutting across the field, and he's cut down. Finally, as he got back almost to the 35-yard line. Oh, me, oh, my. He threw it up for grabs, Coach.
Yeah, I'm not sure that ball didn't look like it came out of his hand quite right. It looked kind of like a wounded duck flying up there, wobbling all over the place. And once that came out of his hand, it just didn't have the distance to get to where the receiver was going.
All right. From the 37-yard line of the Rockets, the Trojans have another short field. And it's going to be a type of deal where the defense has got to make a play. You got to keep this to a one-possession game. 2:01 on the clock here before halftime. 7-0 is Pleasantville as Adrian's shifting his players around. And finally, there's too much time, and Pleasantville is going to call a timeout. Their first of the first half. The Fremont Funeral Home, when a loved one passes on, you can count on Fremont Funeral Home to provide honest, dependable, and professional assistance through this difficult time. Fremont Funeral Home will be able to take your stressful situation and bring a calming effect. Call Fremont Funeral Chapel the next time you are in need. And so consequently, Rocket defense is being talked to by Coach Bear. He's making it clear that they've got to make a play. In fact, you know, might take a page out of Pekin's book and Pleasantville's book rip that ball out. Try to rip it out of there to see if you can create a fumble.
Yeah, we look like we've been doing a better job of tackling this week. Last week at Pekin, there's a lot of high hitting up around the shoulder pads and arm tackling. This week it looks like we're doing a better job of getting down around the waist and the knees, wrapping them up, getting better tackles. But once we do get one guy on there with the tackle, we need to get some other guys in there trying to rip the ball out to create some turnovers.
All right. Trojans send triplets to the right side, one man to the left. Adrian from the shotgun takes the snap, looks straight back. He's under pressure, and down he goes. A nice sack of the quarterback. Holy cow. Van Dorn was able to bring the pressure and take him down for a huge loss.
Yeah, that's a big play there for the Rocket defense. Looked like they were trying to bring one of these trips from the side on the crackback block. Van Dorn was able to get back there and bring him down. That's going to be about a 15-yard loss.
They brought the heat indeed at 1:30 here in the first half. I'm surprised Pleasantville didn't call timeout. All right. They'll bring two receivers to the left, two to the right. Offset back with Adrian in the backfield from the shotgun. There's movement, yes, and the Trojans are going to have another penalty, and that's going to move them back. They've got six so far, so you got 11 for the Rockets, six for the Trojans. Not something you want to write home about.
Yeah, with the wetness of the grass, these guys are going to have to wash their flags tonight after the game, I would guess. Get those grass stains out.
They're going to shout it out, I'm sure.
The man in the white hat's been shouting it out, that's for sure.
They got a five-man crew, too, so that's kind of a bit of a different type of setup. Two receivers left, two to the right. Handoff straight up the middle. Good job by the defense. Wursta was able to make a nice play on that. He was able to chop him down at the point of attack.
Yeah, nice job by Bryce eluding the blocker and getting into the backfield and able to trip up the running back before he got back to the line of scrimmage.
He's been impressing me with his line play. I've got to give you that. He's done a great job there in the trenches, and that's where it's won or lost. All right, same formation again for the Trojans. Two left, two right here on third down. Adrian takes the snap, drops back, looking, fires it downfield. Cody Brown's got a beat on it. He makes the interception. It's a D&D turnover once again, and the Rockets were able to dodge another bullet, Coach Sand.
Yeah, that time Adrian threw one up that looked not like Maroff's last pass. Didn't come out of his hand very well. Not a tight spiral at all, flopping around in the wind, what little wind there is. Cody Brown was able to just play center field and run underneath of it.
Worst thing about that, his momentum kept him going towards the Rocket goal, and he's tackled at the 12-yard line, but the Rockets were able to keep the Trojans out of the end zone on that particular play. What do we got, 18 seconds?
Yeah, this might be a place where you pull the old trick book out and
all right, let's see what happens here.
Try something fancy.
All right, Jensen's not sure what the play is. He's moving over there on the far right side. There's the snap. Off, takes it right up the gut. Cuts to his right. He's still on his feet, heading for the out-of-bounds marker. He gets there, but looked like he lost about a yard. 10 seconds left. And
it looked like he tackled the yardstick over there.
A timeout Rockets, and that'll be their last one of the first half. And here you go, Coach Sands. What you might do. Whether it's before, during, or after the game, head on out to the newly renovated Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant just north of that fire station in Ottumwa, Iowa. Check out all your favorite games on one of their many TVs or their 90-inch big screen. Head on out to Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant in Ottumwa. 641-684-4178. And don't forget to like them on Facebook for all their nightly events and specials. And glad to have them on board as a Rocket supporter here. As we're getting close to halftime, Coach Little, the wrestling coach, is supposed to be my halftime guest. I haven't seen him yet. Oh, just speaking at the devil. Here he comes. Right in the nick of time, he shows up. All right. Okay, what are we going to do here? There's the whistle to play in. Maroff from the shotgun takes the snap, looks, fires a pass, and it's incomplete. Looked like they tried to set up a screen there, but it might have been Brown that needed a stepladder to go up and get that.
Say, once that ball got thrown over there, if it would have been caught, it looked like it was going to be a rugby scrum. About all 20 players over there were ready to go after that ball.
The Trojans were not fooled by that setup at all. 6 seconds left. Third down is going to come up, third and 10, but, you know, it's an all or nothing right here, and let's see what happens as the band is getting into position for the halftime entertainment. There's the snap. Maroff thinks about passing. Here it comes. It's a heave, and it's incomplete as the half comes to an end, and the Trojans lead 7-0 here at the opening game of the 2014 season home opener at Ike Ryan Field. 7-0 goes the Trojans here. They were able to score on a 7-yard pass from Adrian, and that was on a short field as the Rockets turned it over on an interception. The Trojans were able to take it in at the 8:08 mark in the second quarter. Rockets have not been knocking on the wood at all. They've had way too many penalties. Coach Sands, they've had 11 penalties and 3 turnovers.
Yeah, we should feel fortunate right now. Only to be down 7-0 after turning the ball over twice, giving them a short field once, and say 11 penalties still.
Yeah.
More than you like to have in the entire game, but we just need to do a better job of taking care of those mistakes, being more disciplined, and doing a better job of hitting up front and running the ball.
On the other side of the ledger, Pleasantville has been flagged for 6 penalties. Not as severe, though. They've only got 30 yards of penalties. They have had 2 turnovers, D&D turnovers, and both on interceptions from Adrian, but I've been impressed with that young man, indeed. We're at halftime here at Ike Ryan Field, the Lush Boutique in downtown Eddyville, where you can find your official Rocket gear. Angie Lobrick has jewelry, clothing, shoes, and home decor. Personalize your shirt to support the Rockets with a number one fan, or have your kid's jersey number on there. Then put down that number one grandson. They're open from Tuesdays to Saturday. If the Rockets score 4 touchdowns in any varsity football win, you will see 25% off any one item in the store the following Tuesday only. Lush Boutique, they can be found on Facebook as well. Leffler Dirt Works, they're our sponsor of our 10-yard run or more. For all types of dirt work, Leffler Dirt Works is able to get the job done right with precise guided GPS systems on all of the equipment. Remember, farmers, fall is fast approaching, and you need to think about what you're going to be needing after harvest. Get your reservations in for terrace construction and tiling. For all your dirt work needs, call Chad at 641-226-2231. And the Country Store in Fremont, a full line of hardware items right near you at the Country Store. Electrical, plumbing, nuts and bolts. That Country Store will take care of you. They also specialize in DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Irwin Power Tools. The Country Store carries big game feed products as well. Stop in and meet the new owners, Mike and Brandy Rocky. For all your... He was on the loose there for a little bit.
Yeah, great job of initial blocking up there. Looked like the Red Sea or the White Sea parted. Just kind of took off up the field, made a good diagonal cut, coming across the 20 and the 30. Had one man to beat, but he was enough to slow him down, and Cody was able to get across midfield before he was dragged down from behind.
I don't want to jinx him, but that's the first time he's touched the ball here in the 2014 season, and he showed a little burst of speed there. Luke Welsh is going to carry the pigskin over to the right side. They give it to the jumbo package, and he gets about 7 or 8 yards on that carry.
Yeah, Luke's been talking about being in that jumbo package to be able to carry the ball. There was his first opportunity. Looks like he picked up about 6 yards.
Good deal. Got to move the sticks. Be consistent on offense. Stay away from those penalties here in the second half. Rockets come out with a offset power eye. There's the snap. The give to Welch again. He tries the left side. He's still on his feet. He's still on his feet as they try to corral him. Blow the whistle, fellas. and they finally get them down. They keep the forward motion, which is good. It's going to be close to that first down yardage.
Yeah, they gave it to him that time. A nice job by Luke. Running up inside and was able to spin to his left just to get around enough around the corner and forward momentum. Picked up a first down at the 35-yard line.
That's a Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down for the Rockets. On their first possession, they get a heck of a drive, a kickoff return, and now they get a first down on their first possession as well. Maroff, once again, with the power offset eye. First guy through. Nice gain out of him.
Hunter Johnston.
Hunter Johnston carrying the mail for the Rockets. And
jumbo package.
Yes, it's a huge jumbo package with Hunter Johnston.
Big hole that time for Hunter to run through, and he was another. Well, can't figure out what they're doing. They now they got second and 10 to 30.
It should be seven. Second and three. He got 7 yards on that carry. All right, underneath center, Maroff. He dropped the ball. He picks it up. He's going to be sacked for a loss. Oh, my goodness gracious. Right when you thought everything was a clicking there, boom, boom, boom. They dropped the ball and kind of botched things up. Loss of a couple. It'll bring up third and five. Could have been worse. That's a fumble, but they didn't lose it. All right.
Still have a manageable third down here with third and five at the 25-yard line.
All right. Offset jumbo eye there. Here it comes. And Luke Welch drops it 2 times in a row. Pleasantville says they've got it. Let's see what happens here. And the Trojans, indeed, the Rockets cough it up. They were moving like clockwork. And then all of a sudden, two fumbles back-to-back. The first one they got, the second one they cough it up and give it to Pleasantville. And that will kill the drive right then and there.
Yeah, 4 big plays that started off with a big run back on the opening kickoff. 2 good runs by Luke Welch, a good run by Hunter Johnston, and then 2 plays that just kind of reverted back to the old times and shot ourselves in the foot.
Oh, mercy. I formation behind Adrian. There's a snap. The give to Busey. He gets hit in the backfield. What a nice job by the interior line of the defense there. Somebody came through there and met him. Is it Worsta? Yes, it is. Nope. Yeah, Worsta.
Yep.
Holy cow. What a play.
Penetration right up the middle there that time. Be able to get his arms wrapped around his ankles and hold him up for his help to come in.
All right. Adrian's in the shotgun formation. There's a play action. He rolls to his left. He's looking to throw. He keeps it. Tucks it up the field. Nice job by Hunter Johnston to take him down. Gain of about 5 or 6. It'll bring up a third down, though, now.
Looks like our interior linemen are getting some good pressure in there. They're just not taking a very good route. They're coming inside and allowing Adrian to get around the corner and get to the outside instead of breaking down, taking away that outside corner.
All right, big third down coming up for the Rockets. They need to get a stop. They want to get that ball back. 2 receivers to the right. Busick in the backfield with Adrian. There's the snap. He rolls to his right, looking, looking, looking. Finally, he throws it, and he throws it away. That'll bring a fourth down. So Coach Sands, the Rockets are able to hold there. I'm not going to say 3 and out, but close enough to a 3 and out.
Yeah, that's a big play right there to stop Pleasantville after turning the ball over and get the ball back here to try to get that momentum back again.
Luna in punt formation. Cody Brown and Maroff are back deep about the 35 or 4-yard line. I'd like to see Cody Brown go crazy with this. They're going to kick it to him. High kick. He takes it, cuts to his left, gets a nice block, and down he goes at about the 37 or 8-yard line. And I don't see any flags, so that's a good thing. We'll keep play going as the Rockets will have it on their next possession at the 37-yard line. And that's their own, 36 or 7-yard line of their own. Go back to that jumbo package, don't you think?
Yeah, just keep driving that ball straight ahead. It looks like we've been doing a good job this half of controlling the line of scrimmage. Luke Welch and Hunter Johnston doing a nice job of running the ball straight ahead.
Okay, Luke Welsh indeed, and Hunter Johnson, jumbo package. They're in front of Van Dorn. Maroff takes the snap, rolls to his right, cuts it upfield, keeps it, gets past the line of scrimmage, gets some nice yardage on first down. Blake Maroff, with those quick legs, is able to get into the second line of defense for the Trojans.
Yeah, Maroff just spun around out of the snap to the far side, followed that jumbo package over there to the right, and picked up about 5 yards.
Good deal. Second and five for the Rockets from the 43-yard line. Offset eye, power, hands it to Hunter. The ball is loose. It's in the air. It's picked off by Roosevelt. He's got one man to beat. That's Maroff. And Maroff is able to make the play. Oh, my goodness. That ball came to there like it had grease on it and picked off right in midair and taken the other way.
Yeah, good hit right there at the line of scrimmage by Pleasantville. Just ball popped straight in the air out of Luke Webb's hands. And it almost looked like Van Hollen grabbed it before it even hit the ground and was off to the races. Luckily, Maroff was back there to be able to chase him down.
Oh, another D&D turnover, the wrong kind, though. D&D Outdoors, downtown Eddyville. Buy, sell, trade guns and ammunition. And another short field for Pleasantville from the 12-yard line. As they've had it on the easy side tonight for field position. Adrian, under center, takes the snap, gives it to Busick. Busick got chopped down at the point of attack. What a play. Looks like Wursta was in on that puppy again. Well, they're giving it to Glosser, but Wursta, they came right over his side, but he fought off that blocker, and down he went. Busick's got some speed. We saw it last year, Coach Sands. We've got to keep him contained. Second, gain of two. Second and eight coming up. I formation, one receiver left, one to the right. Adrian behind the center. Hands off to Busick. Nope. Adrian's got a naked bootleg over here on the right side, and he's finally spun out of bounds at about the 6-yard line. Nice play fake, and we've got the whistle. There's a penalty flag down there, Coach. What are they going to call? Who are they going to talk to? If they're going to talk to the Rockets, that's a good thing for us, but so far they haven't talked to any of our guys. They're about the 5 or 6 yard line. They're figuring out things. Did you see anything?
No, I was watching the play fake, and that pile up there on the far side is Adrian was able to come out on that naked bootleg.
Defensive holding. You've got to be kidding me. Defensive holding is going to be the call against the Rockets. And that's not going to help matters at all. That's the first penalty of the second half. That gets the ball at about the 4-yard line, I think it is. Adrian, under center, takes the snap, hands it off to number 4, and he is... No, short of the goal line, and they've got another stoppage of the clock. They got a first down, so that's their first down of the second half, and they're inside the 1-foot line. Rockets need to force a turnover here. Just underway in the third quarter, Rockets are down 7-0, I formation. For the Trojans, Adrian takes the snap, plows ahead, and he is in. No signal yet. There it is. Trojans score from 1 yard out at the 6:29 mark. Adrian is able to plow in from the 1 yard line. Short field again, Coach Sands. It's been the tail of the tape tonight.
Yeah, penalties have come up big. The two penalties, or excuse me, turnovers. Turnovers we've had have stopped us from scoring and given them short field twice.
All right. Trojans break the huddle. They're going to go for the PAT extra point kick. And that would make it 14-0. There's a snap. The catch, the step and the kick, and it looks good, and it is good. 14-0, goes the score as the Trojans score twice on very, very short fields. Whether it's before, during, or after the game, head on out to the newly renovated Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant just north of the fire station there in Ottumwa, Iowa. Check out all your favorite games on one of their many TVs or their big 90-inch screen TV. Head on out to Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant in Ottumwa. Call them at 641-684-4178. And don't forget to like them on Facebook for all their nightly events and specials. And Coach Sands, just when you thought that things were going to be going good, the Rockets turned it over, stopped that drive, turned it over again, and the Trojans were able to make a short field of it and get into the end zone. They haven't had very long drives at all. They've been under 20 yards apiece. But the score is 14-0, and the Rockets have not got onto the board yet in this season.
That's the name of the game. You know, Pleasantville hasn't turned the ball over yet tonight, I don't think, and we've turned it over twice deep in our own territory, or given it to them deep in our own territory, once on the 6 or 7 yard line, and that time
they punch kick on this kickoff from Country Store. One of the upbacks for the Rockets gets it, and he moves past the 45-yard line. That was a design play by the Trojans. They didn't want to kick it too far. They just wanted to pop it over that first line of Rockets. Somebody was able to scoop it up, had good hands on them, and take it almost to the 50-yard line, where the Rockets will have decent field position at the 48-yard line. But now you got to turn it into some points. This is our version of a short field. Let's see if we can get that ground-and-pound running game going. Moroff, under center, turns, hands off to Van Dorn. He tries to make his way. He gets about a yard or so. And the interior of the Trojan defense is fired up, to say the least.
Yeah, they're getting that sideline pumped up, too. They're doing a good job of controlling the front of that line of scrimmage right now and bottling it up, and Van Dorn just had no place to run up the middle.
All right, they do give him a yard, second and nine, coming up from the 49-yard line. Need to get that jumbo package moving some people here. Maroff talking to Hunter Johnson. Power eye right behind him. There's the snap. Maroff turns, spins to his left, tries to find his way, gets the corner turn, drops the ball, and Pleasantville says they've got it, and they do got it. Another D&D turnover, and that's the third fumble of the half that has been lost. They've dropped the ball four times and given it away three, Coach Sands.
Yeah, it makes it tough to win ball games when you're giving the football away three times, basically on three straight possessions.
D&D outdoor turnover, and D&D with hunting season coming up, you can get your deer license there and also reserve your spot for taxidermy for that big buck or excellent catch. Here comes the Trojans. They send triplets to the left. Quick pass to the slot man. He's going to throw the ball himself, and it's knocked down. It's kind of slid out of the receiver's hand. And why not do a little bit of razzle-dazzle? You got a 14-0 lead. Your defense has done a stellar job. You can kind of take a little risk and try something in the playbook that you might not have done yet this year.
Yeah, they were looking to maybe take advantage right there and just kind of put a nail in the coffin and strike quick after that third turnover, just get us on our heels.
All right. Second down and 10. Ball sits at the 48-yard line of Pleasantville. Adrian in the underneath the center eye formation behind him. There's a snap. Gives it to the first guy. There's penalty flags as there's a whistle on the far side. And must be motion. Going to give a motion call to Pleasantville. I believe that's their first penalty of the second half. And backs them up about 5 yards. First down, excuse me, second down and 15 for the Rockets here in the third quarter. 14-0, the Pleasantville Trojans on top of the Rockets here at Ike Ryan Field, the home opener of the 2014 season. One receiver left, one right. I formation. Back goes Adrian. He looks, fires it quickly. It's a little drag route that's caught for about 10 yards, but he's going to be short of the first down. It'll be third down coming up and about five.
Yeah, again, Adrian was rolling out to his right side, had to turn those shoulders and make a nice throw back across his body, and a nice little catch here on the sideline.
You can tell the kid's strong. My gosh, when you run the wrong way and throw the opposite way, why, you've got to have some zing on it. He definitely has, despite the fact that he's a southpaw. I formation behind him right now. Third and five. There's a snap. The give. Nice tackle right away by Van Dorn. He came in from that 4-4 linebacker spot to chop him down at the point of attack.
Yeah, we have been doing a nice job up the middle, getting penetration with the interior line, and the linebacker's doing a nice job of filling those holes. And that time, Craig was able to get in there and stop him right at the line of scrimmage.
Pleasantville's going to go for it on fourth down. It's fourth and five from the 47-yard line of the Rockets, and they have no intentions of giving this ball back to the Rockets. Let's see what happens here. Busick in the backfield. He's the speedster for the Trojans. Two receivers to the left, and there's a penalty flag. The back judge finally gets it out of his pocket.
That's usually a delay of game if it's coming from the back judge.
I like to think that, yes, a delay of this fine contest has just occurred with Pleasantville. That'll move them 5 yards back. They'll bring a fourth down and 10, and Pleasantville's probably going to say just run it. Run the same play and see what happens. Okay, there's Adrian in shotgun formation. Takes the snap. It's a quick kick. It does fool the Rockets. Cody Brown was back there, but he lets it bounce. It's inside the 10, inside to the 5, and the Trojans are able to down it. Nice execution by the Trojans there. Cody Brown should have pounced on that puppy. It hit at about the 20, and like all season long, the ball has rolled straight ahead instead of veering left to right. It came dead at about the 5-yard line where the Rockets will have it. Well, nothing like going 95 yards for your first score of the season, Coach Sands. Let's see what happens here. Make it the 4. Make it a 96-yard drive. Maroff, underneath center. Power offset eye. Maroff pitches it to the left. Van Dorn takes it. Brings it up the field. Nice job by Craig Van Dorn to stay on his feet and keep rolling. He gets past the 10 to about the 12-yard line.
It's a pretty nice hard run that time with Craig coming off the left side. Kept his legs chugging. Had several white shirts hanging on him. Was able to pick up about 7 yards.
What do they say? Deceptively fast. Deceptively fast. He doesn't look that quick, but he's able to keep his legs going. He's got good vision, and that's a big plus as a running back. All right, Cody Brown comes over here on the left side. Power eye behind Maroff. The give is to Van Dorn again. Weaves his way up the middle. He's going to be close, but I think he's still short of that first down. It's going to bring up third and about 2 for the Rockets. Got to have this conversion here, Coach Sands.
Yeah, you want to, if nothing else, at least get some movement down the field to get yourself out of the end of your own, deep your own territory. And if you do have to give the ball back to Pleasantville, make them work for it instead of giving it to them deep down here.
All right. Handoff to Van Dorn. Nice job of running. He gets the first down. That's a Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down. Good run by him, and the Rockets are able to get some movement out of there with their line. Knocking some kids over. That's what you got to do to pave the way.
Yeah, it was a nice job of blocking that time up front on the far side. Van Dorn was able to get through the line initially, and once he did make contact with the linebackers, kept his legs driving and just kept pushing up the field all the way up to the 23-yard line.
Okay. Feldhausen Chiropractic first down indeed. Their second of the second half from the 23-yard line. Van Doren cuts it to the left. Nice job of running. He cuts it back to the center. Excellent run by Craig Van Doren. It's a Leffler dirt work and a Feldhausen Chiropractic all rolled into one.
That left side of the line over here did a nice job of opening up the hole to his initial point of contact there. Van Doren was able to get through the hole, make a nice cut. Picked up good yardage all the way up to the 36-yard line this time with a 13-yard pickup.
All right. Rockets with a nice drive here in the third quarter. Down 14-0. Maroff turns. Gives it to Luke Welsh. He's rumbling up the field. Another nice run on first down. He gets about 8 or 9 yards on that carry. Way to move the pile, boys.
Good strong run that time by Luke over to the right side. Opened up that hole pretty well. Luke got in there and kept his legs turning, had the shoulders down. And it looks like we're starting to get some things moving here.
You get that rhythm going. You get that offense clicking. You get the big hogs in the trenches doing the right thing in the right way. And it's going to be good things. Now, pitch to Van Doren. He just about broke it, but he got stopped. After he got the first down, Craig Van Doren with a Feldhausen Chiropractic and Wellness first down, he got spun around and then got hit hard in the back.
And it looked like he kind of bent backwards a little bit, kind of put a little twist on there that your body's not quite supposed to do.
All right, 47-yard line for the Rockets. And on their own, 47. But a nice job of getting some first downs there for Feldhausen Chiropractic and Wellness. Maroff with the ball. Hands it again to Van Doren. There's a penalty flag. And Van Doren gets a big, big, big run on first down. But there's a penalty flag that actually got thrown. It's on the Rocket sideline here. Let's see what the call's going to be.
Probably some kind of shift or motion, I'm assuming, called by this. Head linesman over here on the near sideline.
All right, here comes the call.
Oh, just a sideline warning.
Oh, just a sideline warning. Well, I got to give us a flag, even though there's no yards on that. Unofficially, that's our first penalty of the second half, so that's not so bad. 14-0 with a 1:42 on the clock. The Rockets are down 14-0. Power eye formation to the right. They give it to Hunter Johnson, and he gets some yardage. He gets that first down, so there's a Feldhausen Chiropractic first down again. Hunter Johnson carrying the mail that time.
Yeah, we're keeping that jumbo package in there moving. Lions doing a great job blocking up front. Those big guys are running the ball through there hard, keeping those legs turning, and we're just keep moving the chains.
What do you think of them neon green gloves, the Hunters? They stand out. Maroff under center, turns, pitches to Van Doren right side. He's trying to break his way through. Got a nice job of running, and they're Pleasantville's trying to get him up above the waist on the tackling because they've had success tearing the ball off. The Rockets have been able to keep their feet moving, and they pick up 7 yards on that particular play.
Yeah, I don't care what color gloves any of our guys wears, as long as they can hold on to the football.
All right. So far we have on this drive, it started way back at the 4-yard line. Don't forget, we've got 45 seconds in the third quarter. Rockets down 14-0. Maroff under center makes the Trojans jump, and the Rockets should get a first down without running a play. Here comes dead ball. And encroachment, indeed. There's a Feldhausen Chiropractic, and the Rockets have tied their first half output with 6 first downs. And let's see what happens here. A Feldhausen Chiropractic moves that ball to the 29-yard line. The clock ticks with 33 seconds in the third quarter. Rockets showing signs of life here at Ikerheim Field. Maroff snaps it, takes it to Van Doren, pitches to his left, and he gets mauled down at about the point of attack. So not much going on that one. Looked like he didn't follow his blockers as well as he should have that particular time. He cut up the field before he should have.
I was looking for a penalty flag because it didn't look like our left guard was all the way down set in the 3-point stance before the ball was snapped.
Like
we were kind of hurrying, trying to get one more snap off before the end of the third quarter.
And there it is, and the Trojans lead 14-0. Last week, Pleasantville didn't score any. They were shut out. Rockets were shut out last week. They're still got a goose egg on that board. You know good and well that they want to get that erased off of there. Fremont Funeral and Chapel. When a loved one passes on, you can count on the Fremont Funeral Home to provide honest, dependable, and professional assistance through that difficult time. Fremont Funeral Home will be able to take your stressful situation and bring a calming effect. Call the Fremont Funeral Home the next time you are in need. And also, the Community First Credit Union is supporting us as well, as we're on the air here on KIIC.3 and Windstream Communications. We appreciate their help as well with this broadcast tonight. Don't forget, Sunday night at 9 o'clock will be a rebroadcast of this only on Thunder Country 96.7 FM. And have you gotten the Thunderbolt app onto your smartphone just quite yet there, Coach Sam?
I tried to download it last week, and there's not enough room on my phone. It doesn't have enough memory. I'm hoping to get a new phone here in the next couple weeks so that I can have enough memory to get that Thunderbolt app and update you on your football scores.
Well, Christmas is coming, but that will be too late for you. All right.
Well, my goose is already fat, so.
All right. I'll try to pull it up on mine. We'll see what happens here. Rockets. Now, we're in the fourth quarter. Rockets down 14-0. With 12 minutes to go in regulation, Rockets down 14-0, but they've got the ball, and they've got their deepest penetration of the evening thus far. They're inside the 30-yard line at about the 29. Albia leads 29-0 over Fairfield. Sheraton 13-0 over Davis County. Wayne 44, Murray 12. North Mahaska 18, Cardinal 6. Pekin is 32, Sigourney 8. In the backyard brawl, West Des Moines Valley is 21 over Iowa City West, nothing, as the Rockets come underneath center. Maroff turns, gives it to Van Dorn. He tries the right side. He's under trouble. He tries to get through. Look at those legs turn. The ball is loose. He picks it up, but no, it's almost a turnover, D&D turnover, but it finally went out of bounds that particular time. Ooh, he got hit hard.
It was either Jevin Jensen or Hunter Johnson was there to pick that one up, as Trey kept driving his legs to get that extra yardage, and enough of those Trojans were finally around that the ball just kind of popped up in the air. Looked like it could have been trouble again.
All right. That's the fifth fumble of the second half, but they've only lost three. That's enough. Coach Keller over there in Knoxville's ahead 13-0 over Centerville. Ottumwa 17, Oskaloosa 7. They give it to Luke Welsh as he drives right up the gut there. Nice penetration, but he's going to be short of that first down by about 6 yards. It's going to be fourth down. You know they're going to go for it here, Coach.
Yeah, Pleasantville player down there. We got a cramp in his calf. So that's 15 or 45. It's be 45. I'm going to see a 15. Oh, don't see a 45 either.
Luna is the one hobbling off. He's their punter. He's been in on some big defensive hits.
Number 5. Maybe I need to get my glasses checked.
Pella Christian up 38-0 over Linville Sully. Pella winning over Dallas Center 31-7. Moravian English Valley, no score in first quarter. Maroff up to the line of scrimmage here on the fourth down. And there is a penalty flag, and the Trojans are signaling that the Rockets moved. It must have been on count number 2, dead ball, and motion indeed. That's their second penalty. Didn't come at a very good time either. Montezuma leads 21-13 over Van Buren. Guthrie Center 13, Melcher Dallas 12. Seymour and Ankeny Academy at 0 apiece. Woodward Academy 21, Southeast Warren 7. Indianola 21, Lincoln at Des Moines 0. Clark 0, Colfax Mingo 0 as well. Prairie leads 21 over North Polk 14. As fourth down and about 11, there's the shotgun snap. Maroff looks to throw, looking, pitches it, and Van Dorn gets it, but a very, very little gain. And the Trojans are celebrating that defensive hit, and they will get the ball over on downs. So after getting the ball at the 4-yard line, they march down to the 30-yard line, actually the 27, and weren't able to go any further at the start of the fourth quarter, Coach Sands.
The Rockets did kind of what they needed to do there. They got out of the deep hole and drove it down the field and were able to get pretty deep into Trojan territory. And hopefully we can step up our defense now and get the ball back and get some better field position.
Indeed. All right. Regina leads Western Dubuque 14-0 as they are at home. There's a handoff to the first man through. He gets a couple of yards. I'll bring up second down and about 8 for the Rockets, for the Trojans. Next week, the Trojans will be heading to another Trojan course. West Marshall, up at State Center, that'll be a heck of a drive. We'll cover half of the state. We will be making the drive up there, probably right after school, to make sure we get there in time. Football team will probably have to leave early. Adrian under center, eye formation behind him, first guy through again, and he got hit. That's Sawyer Phillips, the 157-pound fullback. He gets up not quite to the 35, about the 34-yard line. It's going to be 3rd and 2 if the Rockets have any hope whatsoever. They got to get the ball here, stop them on downs, and force them to punt. Under 10 minutes on the clock, 9:38 and counting. Rockets are down 14-0 here at the Ike Ryan Field. I formation behind Adrian. And there's a penalty flag from the back judge. And guess what? It's going to be a delay of this fine festival. 5 yards is going to move the Trojans back. That's going to help us. Now it's going to be 3rd and about 7 for a first down. Defense, make a stand here. Get a stop, get a sack, get a turnover. And we'll get the possession of the ball. Trojans send a guy to the right, guy to the left. Offset back on the right side of Adrian as he's in the shotgun position. There's the snap. Play action. He rolls to his right. He's under pressure. He tucks it up, runs to the first down and then some, and there's a late hit over there. It'll be interesting to see if they call it. Looked like a crackback hit against one of the Rocket defenders, but Adrian's able to get a first down out of that.
Yeah, again, we had good penetration there inside the line. We're just crashing hard inside instead of taking that wide route and containing Adrian. He was able to get around that corner. And there was nobody out there to chase him down until he was able to pick up the first down.
He's got that elusive speed as well as they come up the line of scrimmage. For a fresh set of downs as well here. There's the snap, and they're going to keep it on the ground. Right up the gut they go, tackled by the interior of the line. 8:59 on the clock and counting here in the fourth quarter as the Rockets have their backs against the wall here in the second ball game of the 2014 season. Jensen comes out.
Lane Judy just saw going to the ball game.
Yep. Lane Judy indeed. The junior out of Ottumwa, Iowa, getting in there, getting some playing time. Adrian, under center. I formation behind him. Takes the snap. First guy through. He gets stuffed by the interior. Good job out of them. That'd be Worsta down there again. Hunter Johnson. Luke Welsh, loss of about 1, and they'll bring up 3rd down.
That interior defensive line's done a pretty good job all night. We got a good penetration that time and picked up another loss. Ward says 2. Is that 3rd down and 8?
Yep. 1 receiver to the left, 1 right. I formation behind Adrian. He'll take the snap, turns, looks, rolls to his left, fires it, and it's intercepted. What a nice interception by Van Dorn. A good job, a D&D turnover for the Rockets at the 49-yard line.
Excellent play by Craig that time. As Adrian rolled out to the right side, he had two receivers over here. It looked like Worst's man had a couple steps on him deeper down the field. But they tried to throw underneath, and Craig did a nice job of cutting under that route and making the interception just a couple steps before he went out of bounds.
He made the play on that ball. Ball was in the air. Excellent job. That's the third turnover, D&D turnover, that the Trojans have given the ball to the Rockets. First man through is Van Dorn. He gets about 4 yards on that carry. Nice job out of him. Back on the field there was Luna for the tackle for the Trojans.
You hate to say it, do or die, but with under 7.5 minutes left to go in the game, we need to get the ball into the end zone here and be able to get the ball back and try to get that second score to tie it up.
I hate to be even more pressing. It's got to be quick. That's the thing about this offense. It's not going to be a quick hitter. Hunter, nope, is Luke Welsh. He got met right there at the line of attack, and no gain whatsoever. It's going to be third down and about 7. Well, they do give him a yard. That was mighty generous of you guys. Make it third down and 6 or 7.
That's one thing with this offense. Last year, Maroff was one of the sparks coming off of that, either the wide receiver position or running the ball. Now with him at the quarterback position, he's kind of limited on how he can add that spark to the offense.
Good point. Power eye offset to the right. A pitch to Van Dorn. He takes it. Actually, it's Glosser. He had the ball stripped out of his hands, but he was able to get it while he's still running. But once again, the play got strung out. No gain on the plays. Now they're going to give him another yard. It's going to be 4th and 5 for the Rockets here. And now you talk about that do or die. You got to have it. They're thinking about bringing in Cody Brown, reading him a play, and we've got the whistles. And what are they going to call? The man in white hats talking it over with the sideline judge. And they're going to yell at the box. Something about the 6-10. Clock time.
They must have ran it off before he went out of, after he went out of bounds.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. 6-10 on the clock. The defensive side of the ball. The Trojans are trying to get their fans to rile up and get to cheering here on this 4th down. And here's another stoppage of play. Timeout, Rockets. That's their first of the second half. Lush Boutique, downtown Eddyville, where you can find the official Rocket gear. Angie Lobrick also has jewelry, clothing, shoes, and home decor. Personalize your shirt to support the Rockets with a number one fan or your kid's jersey number, and then a number one grandson as well. They're open Tuesdays through Saturday. If the Rockets score 4 touchdowns in any varsity football win, you'll get 25% off any one item in the store the following Tuesday only. Lush Boutique, they can be found on Facebook as well. I don't think you're anybody if you're not on Facebook.
Well, I didn't feel like anybody when I wasn't, so I still don't.
All right, Rockets with a 4th down here after the timeout. Too early to tell what's in the repertoire of Coach Russ Bear in his first season. We would be able to tell kind of what Coach Keller might run, but we have no idea what we're looking at here. Maroff sends 2 receivers to the right. There's the snap. And he looks to throw. He fires it deep downfield, and it's incomplete and almost intercepted. And the Rockets will turn it over on downs. And quite frankly, it would almost have been better for the Rockets to have another D&D turnover in that particular instance. But that time, the Trojan defender missed the ball. And they are actually able to gain some yardage due to the fact that it was 4th down and they get possession.
I gotta say, he was trying to make that interception, just like Maroff did earlier in the game. Somebody needs to coach their defensive backs a little bit better. Tell them, 4th down, guys, if you get the ball deep, just knock it down.
Adrian hands it off straight ahead, first man through. He doesn't get much yardage at all. That was Phillips, the ball carrier. And guess what the Trojans are going to be doing, Coach Sands? They'll give you three chances at the 5:45 mark.
Turning it over.
Well, I didn't even think of that one, but that would be wonderful. Rockets do need a turnover. The Trojans have three interceptions tonight. They have not turned it over via the fumble, but they have had three pass interceptions. There's a snap. There's a fumble right there, but the play is whistled dead, and let's see what happens here.
Looks like a false start.
All right. Too bad, because you just called the fumble play, Coach. You're going to have to do that one again. All right, Trojans with their fourth penalty in the second half. Crazy thing about that, each one of them has been the five-yard variety. The Rockets have got two infractions in the second half, much better than that first half when they had 11. All right, second and 15 from the Rockets. Excuse me, the Trojan 37-yard line. Big play here. Blitz showing. Adrian takes the snap, pitches it to the right. Busick takes it, skips one guy, gets up to the line, and he is dropped. And there's another flag across the way, and I'd hope to think that it's against Pleasantville. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if it was an illegal shift, or he's kind of pointing that way, so I don't know if it was either he didn't have enough men on the line of scrimmage or an illegal shift to snap.
All right, the man in the white hat's talking it over to the Rocket defense. They're saying, what do you want to do? Thinking.
That's a tough one because you move it back, you give them another down, you let them run more time off where they didn't have much of a gain there. And they're going to have about third and 17.
That play is, in fact, declined on the penalty. And Rockets will take the down. It's third down and about 15 to go from the 37-yard line. As the clock ticks, it's going to be inside 5 minutes here. Got to get a defensive stop. Two receivers to the right. Adrian from the shotgun. There's some more movement. I'll see if they throw it. He throws it downfield deep, and it's almost picked off there. Cody Brown on the nice defensive coverage on that one. It's incomplete. That'll stop the clock. Now, the Trojans are probably thinking, hey, we've got two scores. Rockets haven't had anything inside the red zone. We're not too worried about stopping the clock. But, nevertheless, 4:47 on the clock here in regulation.
Yeah, it looked like that time they were just trying to get enough to pick up the first down to run some more clock off. And they were willing to take that chance of throwing the ball down the field.
Trojans have a little confusion on their punt team because they haven't had too many punts tonight, so they got to take a timeout. We're going to look at Loeffler Dirt Works. They're our sponsors on the 10-yard run or more. Chad Loeffler, for all types of dirt work, Loeffler Dirt Works is able to get the job done right with precise guided GPS systems on all that equipment. Remember, farmers, fall is fast approaching, and you need to think about what you're going to do after the harvest is over. Get your reservations in for terrace construction or tiling for all your dirt work needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 to get the job done right. And he's been a fine sponsor of Rocket Athletics for quite a few years. We want to thank Chad and Anita for sponsoring not only the football, but the volleyball. And they've been a tremendous supporter of Rocket Sports. All right. Cody Brown back deep as well as Maroff. And the Trojans in punt formation with Adrian back there. He's doing it all tonight. All right. There's the snap, the catch, the step and the kick. He gets it off. It's a low line driver that goes out of bounds over on the far side. And it's going to be about at the 35-yard line. No penalty flag. That's nice to see. And the Rockets are going to have it from about the 36-yard line. It's not the last stand, but with the clock sitting at 4:41, Coach Sands, we got to have some movement, and I don't mean maybe.
let's have one of those lightning strikes that you talked about last year.
Lightning in a bottle? We've got to have it. We've had some nice 10-yard runs, but we haven't had anything of big significance. The biggest run we had was on a kickoff return by Cody Brown. Let's see what happens here. There's the snap, the pitch. Looks like it's Van Dorn. He's trying to turn to the right side. He does get his shoulders up to about the 45-yard line of the Rockets. Nice run. Short of the first down. Now keep the clock going. No huddle for the Rockets as they come up to the line of scrimmage. Two yards to go. Clock ticking as we speak. Ma takes the snap. Rolls to his right, looks, tries to elude a defensive man, does, fires it, and it's incomplete. Looks like it was intended for Jensen. He would have had the first down if he would have caught it. Nice defense there by the Trojans to knock it out.
I think we might be a little lucky there. I thought when they came up the line of scrimmage, Jensen was on the line at the tight end spot, and I thought Cody Brown came up the line of scrimmage at the wideout and covered him up, so I wouldn't have thought that Jensen was even a legal receiver on that play.
Good point. All right. Two receivers to the right. Ma takes it. And there's a pass that gets batted down by the defensive end of the Trojans. Number 82, Byer, Hooker Byer. And it's fourth down and two all of a sudden with 4 minutes exactly on the clock here in the second ball game of the 2014 season. Rockets down 14-0. And you hate to think that for two whole games we haven't been able to put the ball in the end zone.
Well, after getting the big run on first down there, I'm surprised that we've tried to pass the ball to get that next 2 yards on the last two plays.
Power eye, there's a penalty flag over on the far side that goes up. Maroff takes it up the field, and he's got a first down if the play stands. But like I said, there was probably motion over there on the far side. Let's see what happens. The man in the white hat. He's going to be hoarse after this ball game. Here he comes. Let's see if he keeps yelling. We'll open up the window. Ooh. Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Sideline warning.
Oh, sideline warning. That'll give a first down for the Rockets. That's a Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down. Good job, Dustin Veldhuizen. The doctor is happy with that call. Didn't they get a warning? That kind of surprises me.
What's that?
Don't they get a warning first and then?
They did.
Oh.
They didn't get a penalty. We just kept the ball where it was spotted.
Oh, okay. Very good. First man through for the Rockets gets it up to the midfield stripe. And the clock continues to tick at 3:30. Rockets down 14-0 here in Ike Ryan Field. Second down and about seven, going to be coming up from the midfield stripe. Need to have the rabbit get pulled out of the hat here, and somebody needs to break one for a long gainer. Here's the snap. Maroff takes it, rolls to his right, tries to get a convoy going, makes his way past the 50. Four tough yards is Blake Maroff, and it's going to be third down and about four, make it three. Once again, that speed there. He's one of the quickest guys you got on the field, but once he starts getting hit, his momentum slows down quite a little bit.
Pleasantville's defense has done a pretty good job of pursuing tonight and keeping us from getting too many big runs.
All right. Worstead comes over here on the tight end position. There's the snap. Maroff looks. He's under pressure already. Tries to get away. Fires it, and it's going to be incomplete. There's nobody in the neighborhood, and hopefully they won't call an intentional grounding. They want an intentional grounding across the way, but thank goodness they didn't call it. He was under duress. Was he out of the tackle box?
Looked like maybe Hunter Johnson could have been in that mix of big black jerseys there, but he also may have been outside the tackle box if they have that rule in high school. I'm not sure they do.
Fourth and three, nonetheless, the Rockets are down to a gasp here that needs to get 2:27 on the clock. There's the snap. He pitches it to Van Dorn. He cuts it up the field. He needs to get closer to that first down yardage. It's going to be close. Coach Tan Does he have another Veldheisen chiropractic first down? Let's take a peek.
The man on the far side looked like he was moving the chains already.
Well, nothing like giving him a hint. All right, man in a white hat's going to say, first down. Good job. A Veldheisen chiropractic and wellness first down. They move the sticks. They're in Trojan territory at the 43-yard line. And now we got a timeout. And I don't know if Hunter Johnson wanted to call a timeout or an equipment timeout. He's looking around for something. Boy, I hope he inadvertently called timeouts, and they're looking around for something. Might be his mouthpiece. But the official grants him an equipment timeout. That's a break there. 14-0. Hunter Johnson's looking around. He's got his helmet off. And a Pleasantville player helps him out. Looks like it was his mouthpiece came out. And
so maybe
come out.
The earpiece back in his helmet.
Oh, the earpiece. Okay. Gage Berryman goes in for him. All right. Well, thank you, Pleasantville Trojan guy, for finding something on the field. You got 100 yards lengthways and 60 yards sideways, and he finds it, whatever it was. Power eye offset to the right. Maroff takes it, hands it to Luke Welsh. Running hard, running tough, trying to get that first down yardage, and he does. Looks like he's got it from here. Good job out of Luke Welsh to get another Veldheisen chiropractic first down.
Yeah, Luke's doing a nice job tonight running for first time I've seen him at the running back position, doing a good job of running hard up the middle, keeping those shoulders square. That time he was able to bounce off and get outside a little bit for a nice 10-yard gain.
And that would make it a Leffler Dirtwork 10-yard gain as well. Good job for the Rockets. A 1:50 on the clock from the 32-yard line. There's the snap. The pitch to Van Dorn on the left side. He's in trouble. He tries to get up to the sideline, but no. He's going to barely make it to the line of scrimmage. Luke Welsh got dinged up on that play. Did you see him get blown up? Somebody hit him, and he got totally thrown out of the play there.
I
bent over, catching his
breath. Didn't see that part. I just saw Van Dorn in trouble out there to the far side, not much room to work with.
All right, there's the timeout. That's the second one of the second half. The Country Store in Fremont, a full line of hardware items right near you at the Country Store. Electrical, plumbing, nuts and bolts. The Country Store will take care of you. They also specialize at DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Irwin Power Tools. The Country Store carries big game feeds. Stop in and meet the new owners, Mike and Brandy Rocky, for all your hardware needs. They're located just south of the elevator in Fremont, Iowa. All right. I know for a fact that Coach Bear would love nothing more to get that goose egg off of that board. He's got a 1:19 to work with. The Rockets are 33 yards out. They want to get on the board desperately. They're going to have a second down coming up in about 10. The proverbial lightning in a bottle. The rocket out of the hat. The rabbit on the field. Got to have something big here. They've been able to move the ball the second half with that jumbo package. It's just the fact that they haven't been able to be consistent from start to finish. All right. In the backfield, Hunter Johnson, Luke Welsh, and Van Dorn. Under center, Maroff takes the pitch, hands it to Jensen, who fires it deep downfield to Maroff, and it was incomplete, and the Trojans were ready for that one. There was a little razzle-dazzle action, but the Trojans were able to sniff it out. That was on second down. So third down, they're going to have that third and 10. The incomplete pass stops the clock with a 1:13. They still got 33 yards to go. All right. Maroff, underneath center, power offset eye, the snap, the give to Luke Welsh. He plows up the field up past the 30 to the 25-yard line, it's going to be fourth down and about, what, 3 yards? The clock continues to tick. It's inside a minute. Rockets have one timeout left. Fourth and about 3. Hey, Glenn says 2. I think it's 3. There's the snap. The give to Welsh again, and he is chugging along. He's trying to make his way. He's going to have close to that first down. He's at the 21-yard line. And let's see what happens. Did the Trojans hold?
I thought this guy on this side was signaling like it was going to be a first down, but it's hard to tell from here.
The man in the white hat is taking a peek. He gives it to him. A Feldheisen Chiropractic and Wellness. First down. That's their 10th first down of the second half. Good job out of the offensive line here. And
they haven't moved the chains yet. I'm not sure what's going on over there on that far side.
All right, man in the white hat. They might have called for a measurement. Pleasantville might have said, hey, wait a minute. Let's take a peek at this. This is kind of a big deal. They're going to put the chain down and stretch it out. It's a first down by a half a football. I told you so.
I don't even know what they're looking at over there.
The man in the white hat says, hey, you dissing me? What's the deal? All right, first down. I already gave it to him on the grid there. That's a Feldheisen Chiropractic. And the Rockets are going to call their third and final timeout. Speaking of Feldheisen Chiropractic, our chiropractic needs can be met in downtown Eddyville at the Feldheisen Chiropractic and Wellness Office. Let Dr. Dustin Feldheisen provide you with the comfort you're looking for through his skilled care and wellness program. Feldheisen Chiropractic works with all types of insurance plans to make it easier for you. Stop in today. Get to know the team at Feldheisen Chiropractic and Wellness. And, of course, the team consists of Dr. Dustin, Megan, and, of course, their little one, Holden. He's a Holden down the fort. He's a cute little guy. And they've got him in the office every day. If you want to go in there and take a peek at him, he's helping mom and dad out. All right, Rockets. Break the huddle. Trojans, break the huddle. It's first and 10 from the 22. There's only 41 seconds left. No timeouts for the Rockets. Maroff takes it. Rolls to his right, looking to throw the ball. He fires it deep into the end zone. And Jensen, no, it's picked off. Jensen had a shot at it, but it's intercepted in the end zone for a turnover. And that is the fourth turnover, a D&D outdoor turnover of the second half, Coach Sands, and they went for it. They went for it all, and that came up a little bit short.
Yeah, with only 34 seconds left, you about had to take a shot into the end zone to hopefully get an onside kick and get another shot at it. But pretty good throw by Moff that time. Jensen had a shot at it, kind of a jump ball situation. He just didn't get the inside angle there in Pleasantville. Receiver was able to come down with it.
Well, I like the call. That was a gutsy call on the part of the Rocket coaching staff. They went for it and just came up a little bit short. Trojans, Adrian takes the knee, and that will start the clock up again. 14-0 is the Trojans here, the second ball game of the season. And that'll do it as the clock's inside 20. And the Trojans don't even need to snap that ball here as we going to wrap up this one. The Trojans will move to 1-1 on the season, and the Rockets will fall to 0-2 on the season. They're going to travel to West Marshall next week to take on another Trojan squad. And some good things came out of tonight, Coach Sands, and some things that were still glaring and still a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, defensively, I thought we did a better job of tackling and putting some pressure on the quarterback. We just need to do a little bit better job of taking better routes when we're pursuing in the backfield to keep that containment. Offensively, we did a pretty good job of moving the ball up and down the field. We just need to do a better job of cutting back on those penalties and taking care of the ball and not turning the ball over.
The short field killed the Rockets. The Trojans were able to score in the second quarter from 7 yards out. That was after a interception, 7-yard Adrian pass into the end zone. The PAT was good to make it 7-0. That was at the 8:08 mark in the second quarter, and that's what halftime would be, 7-0. And then in the third quarter at the 6:29 mark, Adrian on a 1-yard keeper would take it in to make the score 14-0. And that's what it ended up as, with the Rockets not being able to get into the red zone a couple of times. They've now they've been blanked last week at Pekin and this week here at I-Cryon. They will travel to West Marshall High School to take on the Trojans there at State Center. We'll bring you all the action right here on KIIC.3. Be listening on your smartphone or on your computer as we bring that game to you. We want to thank our sponsors once again: Blush Boutique, Angie Lobrick, owner; Leffler Dirtworks, Chad Leffler, owner; The Country Store, Mike and Brandy Rocky; Veldheisen Chiropractic and Wellness, with all the first down sponsorship, Dr. Dustin Veldheisen; D&D Outdoors, with all the turnovers, Dan Terrell and Darren Ray with that; Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant down in Atumwa, we appreciate their support, as well as the Fremont Funeral Home, the Community First Credit Union, and the Windstream Communications as well. And Coach Sands, it's just one of those deals where they had some great things happen in the second half, but couldn't quite put it all together to make a sustained drive to get a touchdown.
Yeah, just kind of like the second half last week at Pekin, we put together some good things to kind of build on. Hopefully the boys can build on those things we did in the second half this week. Like you said, we did move the ball on offense, get that jumbo package. Those guys are starting to run the ball well up front. The linemen were opening up some good holes, starting to put the ball in the air a little bit. That will help keep defenses honest against it and not be able to stack the box against the run. Hopefully we'll just get a little bit more disciplined, start to take care of those penalties, and hold on to the ball.
Well, you got to give Coach Bear credit for making some changes. He put Maroff in a quarterback. I thought he was much more effective than Jevin Jensen. He created the jumbo package with Hunter Johnson and Luke Welsh in the power eye, excuse me, to get another blocking situation there in the backfield. It's just the fact that they couldn't sustain those drives, penalties, turnovers, and the effort is there. It's just the fact that they got to put it all together. We're not good enough to be able to create wins with mistakes. We got to play without mistakes. Well, for Jeff Sands, this is Pat Powers wishing you a good evening, a great weekend. You can catch this ball game on Sunday on a replay at 9 p.m. only on Thunder Country 96.7 FM. Until next week, that's all. So long and good night from I-Cryon Field.